VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Thousands of people fled the central Syrian city of Homs, the country's third largest, as insurgents seized two towns on the outskirts. The fighters have been positioning themselves for an assault on a potentially major prize in their march against President Bashar Assad. It was the latest in the stunning advances by opposition fighters over the past week that have so far met little resistance from Assad's forces. A day earlier, fighters captured the central city of Hama. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the parents of an American journalist missing in Syria for more than a decade say they've received information that he's still alive.
Austin Tice's mother, Deborah, gathered reporters to announce,
"We have from a significant source that has already been vetted all over our government. Austin Tice is alive. Austin Tice is treated well."
The family met with national security officials amid the insurgent uprising in Syria. Tice's father, Mark, says the White House has been less than helpful in trying to secure the reporter's release.
"We've yet to see it for Austin Tice."
With other hostages getting more attention. Tice disappeared in Syria in 2012. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a ruling that is a defeat for TikTok.
A federal appeals court is upholding a law requiring the sale or ban of TikTok in the U.S. Concerns about TikTok date back to the first Trump administration.
"It can't be controlled for security reasons by China. Too big, too invasive."
The ruling denied TikTok's petition to overturn the law and requires the company to break with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in about a month. President-elect Donald Trump could step in. TikTok and ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, saying the law would silence the voices of millions around the world. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited Belarus to sign a treaty offering security guarantees, including the possible use of Russian nuclear weapons to protect Moscow's closest ally. The signing of the document on Friday follows the publication of a revised version of Russia's nuclear doctrine, which for the first time placed Belarus under the Russian nuclear umbrella amid the tensions between Moscow and the West over the Ukrainian conflict, a move that follows U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russian territory with American-supplied longer-range missiles. The White House is confirming reports that U.S. President Joe Biden is considering issuing preemptive pardons to current and former members of the administration who may be targeted by President-elect Donald Trump, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
"I'm not going to get ahead of the president. Certainly the president is looking at, reviewing next steps, and there will be more to come. I'm just not going to get ahead of the president. I'm not going to get into hypotheticals."
She added that we'll be hearing more from the president in the next couple of weeks. The door has already been opened, given that Biden has extended a broad pardon to his son, Hunter, who was convicted and pleaded guilty in tax and gun cases. Biden explained that decision by saying he believed the prosecution of his son had been poisoned by politics. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports police officials in New York continue to follow leads in the Manhattan shooting of the CEO of the largest U.S. health insurer.
Investigators found a backpack in Central Park that was carried by the shooter following a massive sweep to find it in a vast area with lakes, ponds, meadows, playgrounds, and a densely wooded section called the Ramble. Police say the gunman arrived in New York City on November 24th and shot Brian Thompson 10 days later outside his company's annual investor conference at a hotel just blocks from Radio City Music Hall and Rockefeller Center. Police say he arrived by a bus that originated in Atlanta and made several stops along the way. Investigators believe he likely left New York City on a bus soon after the ambush. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say that they have confiscated nearly 9.5 tons of cocaine. It is the largest drug seizure in the country's history. Carlos Devers, spokesman for the Dominican Republic's anti-drug agency, says $250 million worth of drugs were found nestled inside a banana shipment that arrived at a port in the capital of Santo Domingo. It is the country's most important seaport. The shipment had been sent from Guatemala and was destined for Belgium. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.